This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, among the visions of the Otago Community Trust is to take care of our tamariki. In fact, our vision statement includes that all tamariki and rangatahi in Otago are valued, accepted and empowered to lead fulfilled lives. Well, there's funding available to support that, and we thought we'd talk a bit more about that now with Liz Harburg, Community Engagement Advisor, the Otago Community Trust. Liz, morena, nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Morena, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about that vision for young people in our region.
Well, Otago Community Trust is committed to supporting all of Otago. And we have some particular funding areas that we focus on, and one is our thriving children and young people. And we have we really want to empower our young people to live the best possible lives they can. And in the last few years, we've put a concerted effort into that funding pillar in particular through our Tamariki and Rangatahi strategy. And we have some particular funding targeted and earmarked to support projects and programs and services that empower and uplift young people.
And interestingly and importantly, it's called a rangatahi-led fund, which would indicate that you're keen to see projects that are driven and imagined by the young people that are out there in our communities.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the funds that we're working on at the moment, or we're delivering into the community at the moment, is our rangatahi-led fund. So it's really exciting piece of work to be involved in, and it's something a little bit new for the trust. So what we have done with the rangatahi-led fund, it's all about providing funding opportunities for rangatahi, so anyone under 25, to deliver projects and events in their community. The best thing about this project, and the thing that is a little bit different for us, and it's a really exciting thing to do, is everything about this fund is led by young people themselves. So we have groups of rangatahi across all of Otago who are actually taking the lead on this fund. So they decide how it works, they decide what the application process looks like, they decide on the criteria, and then when it comes to it, they're the ones who are assessing the grant applications and making the recommendations as to what youth-led projects should be funded.
So in a general sense, and I appreciate that this is yet to be determined, I guess, by the young people you're talking about, but what kinds of projects do you imagine being supported here?
Well, this is the second year that we've run the Rangatahi-led fund. So our first year, we learnt a lot, and we set up all our systems, and we did provide quite a lot of funding into the Otago region, and we funded all sorts of things. It was such an incredible experience to see what children and young people in Otago were wanting to do and what they were willing to kind of step up in their community to do. So we funded things from we funded things like the Dunedin Pride Ball for young people in the Rainbow community to have a ball for themselves and celebrate that community. We funded church groups to run for the youth groups within those churches to run activities for themselves. We funded some programs around increasing other young people's understanding of all the different cultures in Otago and creating that kind of understanding across the community and celebrating all the cultures in our community. So it's been a really huge variance in the kinds of projects that young people were wanting to deliver in their communities.
Liz, how much might be available for any given project?
So we can fund up to $5,000 per project.
And in terms of criteria, what kinds of things could be covered in that funding? Or perhaps another way to look at it is what you don't fund.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it is easier to look at it that way, Jeff. We've tried to be quite open in the criteria. The rangatahi who are leading the work have been quite clear in that they just want to make sure that it's led by young people and that it's about bringing the community together and celebrating diversity. They're some of the kind of key themes that our rangatahi are looking for in projects. We can fund a lot of things that would be needed for an event. So things like kai or event or hiring a space or resources, those kinds of things. We aren't able to fund direct salaries for these kinds of projects, and we wouldn't usually fund an individual to do an activity. So we wouldn't sort of provide a scholarship or funding for an individual to take part in a, say, a sporting event or a learning event. It's much more about community.
So an individual, though, might find and partner with an organisation that would support a project?
That's right. Like, so it can be that a young person, just one person, is leading a project in their community. And if that project is about reaching lots of other young people and benefiting other young people, then that would absolutely fit the fund. But if the project that they were applying for was just going to benefit one person, that's not what really our rangatahi were looking for. They really wanted to be able to make sure that the money that they're distributing into the community was going as far as possible and reaching as many people as possible.
So the all-important question, Liz, how are applications made?
So we've tried to keep this process as simple as possible. We have a online form on the Otago Community Trust website so that and rangatahi can put as little or as much information on that form as they're able to, and it just asks some basic questions about who they are and what they're trying to do in their community. And if they don't have all the answers right now, that is completely fine, because what we will do is either myself or some of the rangatahi who are leading the fund will get in contact with them and ask a little bit more, maybe help them do a little bit of planning or help them with their budget. So we really don't expect people to have all the answers right now or to be able to put together a really big, long grant application. It's really about letting us know a little bit about what you want to do, and then we can see how we might be able to help you shape that up a bit more.
What's the time frame, Liz? How long is this fund open for applications?
So at the moment, all of our funds are open all across Otago. So any young people in Otago can apply at the moment. Our North Otago and South Otago funds will close on the 24th of March. They've been open a little bit longer. And the Central Otago and Dunedin funds just opened late last week. So they have until the 14th of April.
So amazing opportunities for young people in our communities to get some backing to make their own visions about what youth can get engaged with and what can improve our communities and their experience of living here in our region. This is all for them, and it's led by them, as Liz has told us today. Young people making decisions and assisting those who want to gain a foothold in this area of community-led projects and development. And it sounds so exciting. I can't wait to hear what happens and arises out of all of this. Liz, as you've said, last year, the first round of applications, it was quite an amazing and diverse range of projects that got funded, and so we expect to see the same this year, I imagine, Liz.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope now that now we've had our first run, and we have actually have listed all the projects that we funded last year on our website, so that can really help people to get a bit more of a feel of what it's all about and what kind of projects might work and what we've funded in the past, which might give a little bit of inspiration as well. So we're hoping we see even more applications coming through this year.
All right. Check out the Otago Community Trust website. And, where is the best place right now for someone who might be listening or someone who might want to pass this on? Where is the best place for them to go? Who should they speak to?
So probably a great place to start is our website. So it's www.oct.org.nz, and there's a link right on our homepage for the Rangatahi Lead Fund, or having a look at our social media pages, our Facebook and our Instagram, and you can just search for Otago Community Trust on those, and we're trying to keep those up to date and make sure all those opportunities are promoted there.
Liz Harburg from the Otago Community Trust Community Engagement Advisor. Thanks so much for taking some time, Liz, to join us today, and we look forward to hearing about what projects are successful in this arena this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.